The question is, the documentary Planet of the Humans caused a lot of uproar because it claimed that green energy couldn't solve the problem of society's expanding resource depletion without reducing consumption and population growth. And the criticism on the left revealed its naivete concerning technology and therefore its proclivity to cornucopian ideas. You yourself, that's me, have been a target of this milieu for formulating similar opinions portrayed in Planet of the Humans. What's at the core of the distressed and alarmed refusal of radical ecological thinking by most leftists these days? Well, there's a few problems. One of them is that environmentalism is no longer biocentric. It's no longer ecocentric. It no longer puts the planet at the core. And part of the problem is that at this point, it is easier, and for quite a while, it is easier for us to imagine the death of life on the planet than it is the end of this culture. It is easier. I mean, I mentioned in an answer to a previous question that there are solid scientists saying the oceans could be devoid of fish within the next 30 years. We can talk about that, but we cannot talk about the end, which is the end of the life on the planet, really. And yet we can't talk about the end of this way of living. What do all of the so-called solutions to global warming have in common? What they all have in common is they all take industrial capitalism as a given, and the natural world is having to conform to industrial capitalism. That is literally insane in terms of being out of touch with physical reality. What must be, it is reversed the dependent and independent variables. The independent variable must be the health of the planet. And the dependent variable is your form of society. The health of the planet must be primary, because without a healthy planet, you don't have any society whatsoever. And so, the problem, one reason that so many so-called environmentalists were so upset at the movie is because have you ever been in a relationship with someone who is openly abusive? And during an argument, you point out to that person that they are in fact being abusive. What happens? They explode, because you cannot. I'm going to go a different direction. That Robert Coombs said back in the 80s that unquestioned assumptions are the real authorities of any culture. And when you question someone's unquestioned assumptions and they're not prepared for it, they will get really, really angry at you, because they don't want to question those assumptions. And the unquestioned assumptions are that humans have the right to destroy the planet, that humans have the right to overrun the planet, that we can continue to consume and have a planet too, that we can continue to have infinite population growth and have a planet too. And when you point those out, you must become a pariah, because those positions are indefensible, and the only way to defend them is to shut up the person who's saying it. And so one of the things we must do is we must break these silences. And really, really what we must do, and the bottom line of all this, the bottom assumption, is that human society, this human society, not others that this culture has destroyed, this human society is more important than life on Earth. And that's the assumption that must be destroyed. And it must be transferred to the understanding. Just yesterday, I was having a disagreement with someone about wind energy and industrial wind energy. And they were saying that that we need to expand them, blah, blah, blah. And he said, it's always better to have more energy than less. And I responded by saying, no, it's better to have more wild nature rather than less. And his response was to laugh at me and accuse me of wanting to kill 6 billion people, as opposed to actually entering into a discussion. You know, here's all my work in one sentence, which is, this way of life won't last, and when it's done, I would prefer that there is more of life left on the planet rather than less. And I think that those humans and non-humans who come after us will agree with me. So the short answer to your question is, the core of the distressed and alarmed refusal of radical ecological thinking by most leftists these days is that they unquestioned prefer this way of life over life on the planet.